Let's check in, as much as we can, on the progress of the Senate's secret health care overhaul bill. Now, this is the Senate's Obamacare repeal and replace bill that just a handful of Republicans and exactly zero Democrats have seen. In just the last hour, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell spoke to reporters, and here's what he said.
I expect to have a discussion draft on Thursday, and we will go to the bill, obviously, once we get a CBO score. Likely next week.
Meaning a full vote could come to the Senate next week. Now, that follows the wave of frustration expressed by Democrats on the Senate floor last night. We're going to hear some excerpts, beginning with New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
I ask unanimous consent that it not be in order to proceed to calendar number 120, otherwise known as the American Health Care Act, until the full text of the bill be available to the public for review and comment for a minimum of 30 days. That is the same amount of time we give everyday regulations coming out of our agencies.
Is there objection?
I object.
Objection is heard.
Wash, rinse, and repeat. Again and again and again, at least a dozen times, Democratic senators made various requests about the health care bill, and each time, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell objected. Massachusetts Democrat Elizabeth Warren said the phone's been ringing off the hook in her office. More than 1,000 constituent calls from people who want to know about the bill.
13 men are locked away in a secret room behind closed doors, writing a secret plan to trade their health insurance for tax cuts that will go to the wealthiest Americans in this country. The bill the Republicans are negotiating behind closed doors isn't a health care bill. It's a tax cut for billionaires bill. And it's paid for by cutting health care for tens of millions of other Americans.
McConnell has said he'd like to get the bill to a vote soon. And that prompted Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey to say, fine, but wouldn't it be better if senators actually got to see the bill before voting on it?
The majority just won't let that happen. They're keeping the bill hidden. They don't plan to make it public until the very last minute, with less than a day to view it before we vote upon it. That will be catastrophic for those families.
McConnell swatted away the Democratic senator's concerns, saying that health care has always been a highly partisan issue. He referred back to the contentious passage of Obamacare. And then he continued.
Obamacare continues to collapse. Republicans are working to implement better ideas. Democrats are trying to prevent Congress from acting. So I regret that Democrats announced their intention early on that they didn't want to be a part of a serious bipartisan process to move past the failures of this law. Congress still has a responsibility to act.
Now, recall, what's going on here is virtually unprecedented. The Senate's own historian says, quote, not since the years before World War I has the Senate taken such a partisan, closed-door approach to major legislation, which is why Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat of Connecticut, begged for more transparency, saying the integrity of the Senate itself is at stake.
Why are my constituents not allowed to see the details of what's about to happen to their lives? Why are only a select group of Americans able to have a voice inside that room? Why are the people of Connecticut going to get like 3 minutes to look at this bill once it hits the Senate floor? My constituents are Americans just like the constituents in Republican states are Americans. They deserve to know what's about to happen to them. You're breaking the Senate. And it won't get put back together that easily. These are tough questions. They're partisan questions, but it doesn't mean that there's not an obligation to try to find common ground.
And here's New York Senator Chuck Schumer.
Why can't we join together, 100 strong, in the Senate chamber, no press, just discuss our views with one another, and maybe something bipartisan and helpful could come out of this instead of this dark, hidden process?
To which Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell responded.
I just say to my friend, we're going to have a meeting of all the senators right here on the Senate floor, all 100 of us, with an unlimited amendment process. So there'll be no, failure of opportunity.
Will we have
anybody to offer an amendment, to get a vote on it, to try to change the law? That's the way reconciliation works.
Leader said no. I get it.
But as we mentioned, progress is being made. In just the last hour again, McConnell spoke to reporters and said the bill will be unveiled on Thursday, and a full vote is likely in the Senate next week. We'll stay on top of that story. We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.